rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
No BS Job Search Advice Radio is the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 1,664 of this show. Woo! This is a classic question that people ask. Should my resume and LinkedIn profile be identical? Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. Please give it a nice review. It's my birthday week. Friday's my birthday. Day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow. Whenever. And Friday's my birthday. Please give me a good person and write a nice review, please. And let's get going, okay? I received a message from someone through LinkedIn. If, by the way, if you want to send a message to me and ask a question, message me through LinkedIn. You will first need to connect. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Then send your question to me. I'll get to as many as I can. Okay. So this person writes, Jeff, I stumbled across your YouTube channel in the spring of 2017. I was enrolled in a college majoring in human resource management. At that time, I knew little about salary negotiation, resumes, and interview techniques, to name a few. Thank you for your insight. As of now, I'm searching for jobs in Dallas to advance my career. I listened to your show about putting your LinkedIn profile on your resume. I'm skeptical of this since I just made one last week. I had been putting it off for the longest time. My resume looks 1,000 times better than my LinkedIn. Do I need to have my LinkedIn be an exact replica of my resume? I want employers to be intrigued by me, but I don't want everything to be out in the open. I want them to pursue me. Any advice would be appreciated. Now, here's the dilemma of your desire. And what it really comes down to is when people search LinkedIn, what they're doing is using keywords to find people for particular roles. I'll come back to one other alternative in a second, but the primary way is they're using keywords to help people, help them find people who fit particular roles. As a result, you may want to be intriguing, but they're never going to find you to be intriguing. It's like the person who goes to the singles bar and stays in the closet all day, all night. And obviously they're never going to be noticed or found because they're in a closet. Well, when you closet yourself in this way on LinkedIn, you're hidden from view. And that makes it impossible to be pursued. There is one alternative that I'll get to in a second, but it doesn't have to be identical. It needs to be congruent with your resume. And obviously, since you're looking for a job, you want people to be reaching out to you and you're not always pursuing them. So if you're concerned about your current employer finding you, finding that you're looking for work, turn off your privacy settings, do your updates, and then turn them back on. They'll never notice the difference. So again, it doesn't have to be identical. It just needs to have the keywords that someone would need to find someone like you. The exception is if you want to be discovered through being active in groups and have people check you out because you're that smart, that witty, that clever, that knowledgeable. That's a tough strategy for someone who's relatively junior. If anything, you should be learning from others rather than them always learning from you because you have less to offer. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. You just have less experience. They're less willing to trust someone who has a year or less in background. So my encouragement to you is to open up more, put more onto LinkedIn so that people can actually find you. They'll then want to engage with you. You'll start the conversations. Also, start writing for LinkedIn. Start developing a history where your opinions and ideas are shared through the LinkedIn blogging platform. Again, if you have followers on LinkedIn, which I caught that you're a new member, you're not going to have many people who can find you in this way. You know, I always say share to the public, share with connections. You don't probably have a lot of connections. So, you know, for someone like me who's got 20,000 first level connections, it's easier for someone that, for me than it is for someone like you. So again, you're stuck with a strategy of opening up more and being more visible to people who are searching than I might want to be. And that others want to be. So, you know, my encouragement is it doesn't have to be identical. It needs to be similar. Also, put your resume, your email address in the summary area of your profile to make it easier for people to reach out to you. Not your office email, a personal. And if you don't want people to be, you know, spamming you all the time, what you do is create a LinkedIn account, a LinkedIn email account that forwards to your real one. And this way, you know, you can see where it's coming from with a lot of the services, and you know, shut it down when you don't want contact. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts, speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day. Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.